In the next several weeks, we're going to be taking a pretty close look at the upcoming drawdown of troops in Iraq as our focus transitions more from Iraq to Afghanistan. And we've started this conversation with you. We've spent 7 years in Iraq. What have we learned?
Fred C., Seattle, Washington. Thank you, George Bush, for making our young people go out to war for you. Now we end up with more kids that disillusioned, don't know what to do when they get back. And there again, you have Vietnam all over again.
Okay, so that's one thought on what we've learned in Iraq. Another listener writes on our site, thetakeaway.org, I served in Vietnam during the drawdown. My son-in-law is about to finish his tour in Afghanistan after a tour in Iraq. It appears the U.S. has not done any successful nation building since the Greatest Generation took care of Europe, Japan, Taiwan, and Korea. We don't have what it takes for nation building, but can still kick butt. Which I think is a technical military term.
Yeah,
you can keep this conversation going. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or head over to thetakeaway.org. What have we learned after 7 years in Iraq? We're going to be looking more at that subject in the weeks ahead. But we also have, as always, this unbelievably interesting conversation going on about race. Our friend and contributor David Wall Rice wrote a great blog post at thetakeaway.org that ties the story of Shirley Sherrod, the former USDA employee, with LeBron James and more. And Donovan's reaction to the piece was, the diversity of the Obama administration and the future of America has taken what used to be secure, whiteness and its place in the American system, and threatened it. The fact of the matter is that Barack Obama's very presence in government has raised the question of what ground white America may have to concede next, just as the presence of only white men in that office had always meant insecurity for women and minorities. Which isn't, I mean, literally, the conversation that's going on beneath David Wall Rice's blog is almost just as interesting as his blog itself, because our listeners have thoughtful things to say. And we want you to continue that conversation. You can always give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can always post your comment at thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.